morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Balkrishna Industries Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amarkant Gaur from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Lizanne. Good day, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, I welcome you to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Balkrishna Industries. I would also like to thank the management for taking out time for this call. Balkrishna Industries is represented by Mr. Rajeev Poddar, Joint Managing Director, and the senior management team. As usual, we will start with a review of the quarter by Mr. Poddar and then follow it up with Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Poddar.
Yes. Hi. Thank you, Amar. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Along with me, I have Mr. Bajaj, Senior President, Commercial and CFO, and also SGA, our investor relations advisor. Let me begin with performance updates. Looking at the current geopolitical challenges across the globe, especially in Europe, which is also our biggest market, there are strong headwinds. Despite these challenges during the quarter, the company could deliver a good performance and registered a sales volume of 78,872 metric tons during the quarter. The current situation in Europe continues to be challenging and thereby may have an effect on our performance in the second half of this financial year. The demand pattern has been relatively better in North America. However, recession fears may also have an impact on the growth rates over there. India continues to be stable, supported by better economic environment, backed by good monsoons. The global economic weakening, coupled with sharp uptick in interest rates, has also led to a reduction in order placements by dealers and distributors. During this challenging macro environment, we are unable to guide for annual sales volume for this financial year. The recent price correction in raw materials and logistics, logistic costs bode well for our profit margin. However, as guided, the benefits are expected to kick in from early Q4. Let me update you on the Waluj plant. The board had earlier intended to replace the old plant by a newly commissioned greenfield plant. Given the subsequent business outlook, it was decided to continue operations at both the plants along with modernization of the old plant. The board has now decided to revert to its earlier decision of ceasing operations at the old plant. The earlier approved CapEx of rupees 350 crore for modernization of the old plant will now be utilized at the new plant site to bring in economies of scale. This will be done as a brownfield project. It is expected to be completed in the first half of the next financial year. The Waluj location will accordingly have an overall capacity of 55,000 tons per annum at a single site. Accordingly, the current achievable capacity will stand reduced to 335,000 metric tons per annum and will increase back to the original number of 360,000 metric tons by the end of first half of the next financial year, post-commissioning of the Waluj brownfield project. We have also completed the modernization, automation, and technology upgradation CapEx at our Rajasthan and Bhuj plant. We expect better productivity to kick in gradually, resulting in margin uptick. The capex for carbon black continues to be on track, and we expect the commissioning of the 55,000 metric ton per annum carbon black project along with power plant during December. The advanced carbon black project of 30,000 metric ton will be commissioned during the Q4 of this financial year. With this, I now move on to the operational highlights. Our sales volume for the quarter was 78,872 metric ton, a growth of 8% year on year. For the first half of sales volume stood at 162,025 metric ton, a growth of 15% year on year. Our standalone revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 2,806 crores, which includes realized gain on foreign exchange pertaining to sales of 102 crores. For first half of the year, revenue stood at rupees 5,533 crores, which includes realized gain on foreign exchange pertaining to the sales of rupees 182 crores. For the first half of this year, financial year, 49.6% of the sales came from Europe, 19.9% came from India, and 20.3% came from Americas, whilst the balance came from the rest of the world. In terms of channel contribution, 69.8% was contributed from the replacement segment, while OEM contributed to 27.6%, with the balance coming from offtake. In terms of category, agricultural segment contributed to 64%, while OTR, industrial and construction, contributed to 32.9%, and the balance came from other segments. The standalone EBITDA for the quarter was at 564 crore with a margin of 20.1%, while for the first half of this year, it was recorded at 1,111 crores, translating to a margin of 20.1%. The EBITDA for the quarter has been impacted by the high raw material cost. Other income for the quarter stood at 58 crore, while unrealized gains stood at 49 crore. The other income loss on M2M basis suffered in Q1 on the investment book reversed in Q2. Other income for H1 stood at 43 crore, while unrealized gains stood at 75 crore. Coming to the net forex items, for the quarter, we had a net forex gain of rupees 168 crores, which includes realized gain of 120 crore and unrealized gain of 49 crore. For the first half of this year, we had a net foreign exchange gain of 286 crore, which includes realized gain of 211 crores and an unrealized gain of 75 crores. Profit after tax stood for the quarter at 404 crore versus while for the first half of the financial year, it stood at 724 crore. Our gross debt stood at 3,090 crores at the end of 30th September 22, of which about 2,253 crore is relating to working capital debt. Our cash and cash equivalent were 2,078 crore. All the capex programs bearing carbon black are over. For the quarter two of the financial year, the euro hedge rate was 85. Forward hedge rate currently stands at around 85 levels for the rest of the financial year. The board of directors have declared a second interim dividend of rupees 4 per share. This is in addition to an earlier interim dividend of rupees 4 per share also for the Q1. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and leave the floor open for question and answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. The first question is from the line of Siddharth Behera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is slightly delving deeper into your volume outlook for the year. Some of the challenges which you have indicated, like Europe weak demand and inflationary pressures in North America, are, I would say, largely similar to what you have guided probably a couple of months back also. So what changed so much, and despite that we have seen a very decent volume in the current quarter as well in Q2. So just wanted to slightly understand more in the 3 months, what has changed so much that we are now not sort of indicating the volume outlook for the year? Is it something more in terms of the near-term weakness which you are seeing, or you believe that the issues may prolong slightly longer than what you are expecting? So slightly more clarity here.
Thank you for the question. So basically, the geopolitical scenario has gone on for longer than expected in Europe. I mean, there is no visible end or out way out. So that is one. A lot of it is also dependent on the weather, how severe it is in Europe, because of the geopolitical scenario. If they have a severe winter, it may have a different impact on the overall financial of Europe. Whereas if the winter is milder, it may safeguard some of the financial stress in Europe. So those things are not giving a lot of confidence at the end user level. So everybody is waiting and watching. So that's why we are unable to give guidance in the near future what is happening. The geopolitical scenario needs to, you know, really be played out before we can comment on volumes.
And in the last quarter also, we have highlighted that there has been some bit of channel restocking by dealers and distributors. So on that perspective, in the current quarter, you have seen further sort of destocking, and where are the channel levels, if you can broadly indicate as well?
Yeah, so we have seen further destocking. So all these things coming together is what is making us unable to comment on the outlook for the guidance.
Okay. And lastly, sir, if you can comment on the price increase, we see the ASPs, they have gone up very sharply by about 9% quarter on quarter. And what I remember, recollect, last time we said there has been no significant price hikes in the quarter. So if you can just highlight what led to the sharp jump in the ASP?
Yeah, you rightly pointed that out. So there are three main factors which have contributed to this. One is the overall product mix has been better. So, you know, over the period, we have been upgrading our equipment and we have been saying that we are moving to higher technology tires. So that has contributed to the ASP. Also, the dollar movement, which has gone up sharply, has impacted in the ASP. And also the higher contribution from Northern America sales. So these three factors have contributed to the ASP.
Got it. Okay, sir. I'll come back in a second.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just continuing on the ASP part, so you indicated there is a contribution from North America. So the higher ASP in North America is just because of higher share of OTR versus Agri. Is that the reason ASPs are better there?
Yes. And also they use a larger diameter tire, which contributes to a better product mix.
Okay. Got it. Second question pertains to the European market. So any sense on what percentage of Europe demand is met through local production, and based on that, do we expect some bit of further market share gains because of cost inflation seen in Europe?
No, we don't have those numbers with us.
Okay. And lastly, if you can talk about how did the RM cost increase in this quarter, and based on the current prices, what kind of savings do we expect both on RM and logistic cost, freight cost?
So both are coming, softening. Raw material cost is also coming down, and sea freight is also coming down. So in the coming quarter, you will see the impact of those.
Okay. And in 2Q, what kind of impact was there of RM cost?
Sorry?
In second quarter, what was the impact of RM cost? You indicated there was impact of RM cost. Any sense on the magnitude?
So 200 points increase because of the dollar price. And in the coming quarters, we will see that it is softening, so it will come, it should come down.
Got it. Thanks. I'll fall back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so firstly, how are the inventories with the dealers and all?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Tiwari. Sir, we are not able to hear you clearly. Can you use the handset mode while speaking?
Am I audible now?
Sir, your audio is sounding very muffled.
Is it better?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, sir, firstly, what kind of inventory levels are there with dealer distributors right now, and how it compares with normal?
We can't hear you. Sorry, your question is very muffled.
Okay.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Tiwari, we are unable to hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir, please proceed.
Is it better now?
Sir, please proceed.
So but, yeah. Yeah, my question is that, like, you said that inventory levels, the dealers are basically deferring the purchase and all. So how is the inventory levels with dealers right now, and how that compares to normal inventory?
So they are slowly, steadily, destocking, and we are seeing that impact coming.
Okay, but how is the level? Generally, I think normal was 3 to 4 months. Is it in line with that right now?
So currently, I mean, eventually they will reduce it to 2 months, as a target is, to get there to 2 months.
Currently they are around how much?
Maybe around 3 months.
Okay. And this is across Europe and U.S., or this is more like a Europe situation?
Europe and all over. Europe and U.S. both.
Okay. At retail level, we all, like, we already seen the demand impact in Europe, or yeah, this is just an expectation that probably demand is all going ahead.
Your voice is muffled. We can't hear your question clearly.
Sir, I'm saying that, are we already seeing the demand impact at retail level in Europe, or the expectation is that going ahead in second half, demand will now taper off?
We can't comment on that, but we are seeing challenges, which way we feel may create headwinds for us.
Lastly, sir, on the CapEx side, we already have done 900 crore CapEx in the first half. So how do you see CapEx for full year and also next year, if any guidance?
Around another 300 crore-400 crore will be spent.
Next year, any guidance?
Not
yet. Not yet. We'll come back to you on that.
Okay, sure, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Amthe from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. Sir, wanted to know, based on your long experience in handling these export markets, how different is the macro environment now, per se? And, basically, what tools you feel you can use it, from your end to handle this situation based on your experience of the past?
So basically, if you go to see, these are unprecedented times. You know, we've not had a situation in a lot of years when there is a backdrop of a war-like scenario in Europe. So that is having an impact. People have boycotted Russia and USSR, you know, so that has had an impact on their ability to safeguard their people by buying gas, et cetera. So those scenarios are unprecedented and out of our control. But what we are doing is we are continuing to service the market better. We are going, you know, from our ability to do the product mix to service them better, we are doing that. We are going, following it up with our end users, with our distributors for promotion. We are not stopping anything. Also, the brand building exercise which we had started, we are continuing all those things. So, you know, we are doing things which are under our control, and we are hoping that, I mean, we are quite hopeful that with these activities that we are doing, in the long term, we will sustain and outgrow the market. Even under these challenging times, you know, despite the challenges in Europe, we have outgrown a lot of the pace of the market.
And related to that, sir, are there any smaller players who are struggling, you feel, will go out to the marketplace? How is the response of other competitors, especially the smaller ones, if there are?
We don't comment on our competitors. We've never done that. We'll stick to not commenting on them.
Sure. And the last one is with regard to the last question on inventory. As you said, they have gone up to 3 months versus a comfort of 2 months. Is it more because of the demand collapse and the absolute numbers which they are carrying is the same, but the base denominator of the demand has changed and hence that 2 months, 3 months variation is happening, or what is are they overbooked or overbilled in that sense?
So there are two things. Yes, you're right. The demand has slightly tapered off because of the geopolitical scenario. So that is a contributor. Also, the shipping duration is eased off because of the availability of shipping. So the shipping time is reduced. So these two factors put together is having a contribution towards getting them to have reduced their inventory.
Sure. Thanks for detailed answers. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from L&T Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, and thanks for taking my question. Sir, just going back to Siddharth's question in the beginning, trying to just understand, one, the ASP jump, because, I mean, like what you're saying, that Europe, the higher contribution of North America, I mean, like quarter on quarter, there is no change. And even in the agri-OTR mix also, there's no change on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So just trying to understand, like, is there some delayed impact of the price increases in, you took in Q1 or something of that sort? Or
no, so there is no delayed impact of the pricing. Basically, as I said, one is the dollar movement which happened this quarter. You know, we were at about 76 or it's gone to about 80, 81. So that has had an impact. And in the U.S., as we said, is, you know, it is a higher contributor. And within the product mix, we have been able to achieve a product mix of a higher value, large diameter sales within the, even within the agri sector or within the OTR sector. We have been able to get sales of higher value diameter tires. So the larger tires are more technology driven, and that has had an impact on the product mix positively. If you recollect my commentary from about a year back, we had said that we are actively pursuing to upgrade our equipment, which we just said is over, has helped us to create a higher capacity for these larger tires. And you are seeing the impact of that.
Got it. So, I mean, okay, so got it. And just on the RM cost also, right, like on a quarter-on-quarter basis, it's up almost $200 per ton. So is that what is driving that?
The dollar, so the market, the raw material prices are softened, but when we are converting it back from dollar, the impact of the higher dollar has made it go up.
No, sir, I'm looking at it in dollar terms only, so I'm just trying to understand is driving that. Even in dollar terms, it seems to have gone up.
Now prices are going down. Last quarter, because the old inventory and material in transit, the price impact, raw material prices were almost stagnant or slightly plus. So the impact of the dollar increase, and this is 200 points. Now in the coming quarter, you will softening of the prices.
Got it. And any visibility we have on the freight rates coming down, right? Like, because first half, like you'd mentioned earlier, you were tied into the higher freight rates. So, yeah, do you have any visibility and what sort of reduction we see in the second half?
So freights are continuously going down. The impact of that should start coming from December onwards.
So more in Q4, you're saying?
Yes, sir. If you heard my commentary during my speech, I had said that both the raw material and the lower logistic cost should start kicking in from early Q4.
Got it. Got it. Great. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have two, three questions actually. Sir, one on the FX side, if you can help us understand, the Forex gain that we have realized, you know, realized Forex gain in a rising, in a depreciating INR scenario, if we have hedges, the gain should have been lower, right? So how does this work? Because we, on net basis, we have a higher realized gain and lower unrealized losses.
US dollar, we are not hedging. We are hedging only euro. US dollar, we are keeping open for our raw material payment and machinery purchases.
Because there's a natural hedge there, so we leave that open, and the balance then we procure on the spot. Thereby, it is impacted in the gain.
So, sir, how to look at this 102 crores of gain that we have seen and which has been going up? How should we look at this number? How should we think about this number going ahead?
So our hedge rates, we have given you our average hedge rates.
Okay.
But, for euro is at 85. Now, going forward, we can't comment on what the euro and dollar will go to. We can tell you what we are hedging at.
Okay, so our hedge rate. So when I say 85, is it fair to assume for next 12 months, it is in this range, 85 plus minus 2 rupees?
It is. For this financial year, it is at 85. For the next 12 months, I don't have the number, but it is in that range.
It is in that range. This is helpful, sir. The second question was, in general, if you look at your commentary, your guidance on volume, the way you have indicated is really very worrisome, but when you, in your commentary, it doesn't appear to be that worrisome. So why such a big conservatism in your volume guidance? One, why I'm highlighting is because if there are cost pressures coming up in, say, Europe, for example, you have a natural advantage of low-cost manufacturing base, and you can use that lever to gain volume slash market share without impacting your profitability significantly.
So we are seeing, I mean, as I mentioned, is we are seeing volatility in the marketplace. We are seeing, we don't know how the geopolitical scenario will play out. So those things are worrisome. It is not that there are cost pressures on those manufacturers there, and we are able to use. It is, you know, today we don't know how the and the backdrop of a war, how the scenario will play out, what happens, who does what. So those things are what are at a macro level can have a big impact. If the, as I mentioned, even though if the winter is severe, then it will have a financial implication on all the countries there. That may result in having lower, you know, there may be higher burden on the people with taxations or what. So we don't know. So those are the issues which are creating a worrisome factor. It is not that there is a cost pressure only on the local manufacturer, but also on the end users. You know, there will be a cost implication on everybody.
But if you can help us understand one small thing, that versus a European plant who manufactures in Europe and sells in Europe, and someone like Balkrishna, who manufactures in India, the cost advantage would have gone up by how much? Is it possible? Would have gone up by 5-7 percentage points?
I can't give you the breakup of how much we have got an advantage of, because those we can't disclose those.
Relatively versus what it was before this war situation.
Let me tell you one thing. Boss, if you look at the numbers, if you see here my commentary, I said despite these challenges, in the last quarter, our performance registered sales volume of 78,000 tons, which is more than the market pace, which is more than what the people are doing there, which is what. So that itself is an indication that we are growing and taking out
market share more than the market pace is growing. So that is an indication that we are already taking up market from market share.
Fair point. So last thing, this shift towards bigger tires that you indicated, the driver of your ASP in the quarter, one of the reasons. Is this the new wave? Because some of the efforts that you've been putting over last one and a half year have started playing out. So can we assume that the kind of ASP or the mix that you have seen in the quarter can stay as a base, or there was some specific orders that you won because of which the bigger tires were sold in much larger quantities for you?
No, so firstly, the product mix can change depending on the order scenario at that particular time. We don't have a control over that. What we have now is the ability to do a higher capacity of the higher, larger diameter tires, which can improve my product mix. But if the order comes in the other one, I don't use this as a base. I have only demonstrated that over the last one and a half year, whatever investment we have done towards creating this capacity has played out. Now, if the product mix, order product mix continues to be this, I can continue to service in this category. If the product mix changes, we can continue to service better to the other one. So we are here to demonstrate whatever the end user needs, we can manufacture. Those are under my control. And we can do that, but I can't tell you that whether this will be a base or not, that I cannot comment on, because markets are not, the demand is controlled by the end user.
Yes. But at least for next 3-6 months, can we assume that the order book or the indication that you have is for better utilization of this bigger tire facility?
No, no, I cannot comment on the future because we are uncertain of what's going to happen.
Awesome.
We can comment on what we are doing. We are doing all the things that we have been telling you all about, and some of them you are seeing the benefits of that. But we cannot comment on the market outlook because we see a lot of volatility due to uncertainty in the geopolitical scenario.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Basudev Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. Sir, just continuing on the same topic as Siddharth was discussing, just trying to understand from a different perspective that, as you said, such a good volume in such a scenario where the peak of the geopolitical tensions were there. In fact, some kind of softening in the geopolitical situation, the news coming. Also, the power cost and all other adversities were at their peak. In such a situation where inventory destocking happened, such good volumes, record gross profit per kg, record ASP, all good things you delivered. In such a backdrop, incrementally, you are taking the decision of removing guidance just because of a temporary volatility and uncertainty.
Absolutely.
Shall one look at from a perspective that too much of guidance related expectation, if you don't meet, too much of pessimism, just to avoid that, you are taking a clean slate, or you are genuinely concerned about incremental demand damage? That will be great, sir, if you can explain.
So we are, firstly, thank you, sir, for summing it up very well for me. Thank you for that. So I think it's a mix of both. There is a genuine concern because we don't know how the political scenario will play out over there in Europe. We are uncertain of that. And, against that backdrop, it is very difficult to comment on a number because, we don't want to misguide people either upward or downward. And being a conservative approach, we have always outbeaten our numbers. So, it's a mix of both, but it's under current circumstances, it is too difficult to put any number. Because we don't know tomorrow you wake up and what the political scenario plays out over there. So under those backdrop, it is extremely volatile to give a number. But so yes, you're absolutely right. It's a mix of both. There is a genuine concern and there is also trying to use a clean slate so that we don't miscommunicate or misguide the market as to where the number will be.
Sure. Second question, sir, again on the similar lines that record ASP sustainability is a function of multiple things. Few of them are beyond your control also.
Yes.
But if I look at gross profit per kg, which is above 180 rupees, another record level, which is largely a thing which you can control through product mix and cost management, where we are almost at the higher end of the raw material basket. So any comment about sustainability or further improvement scope of gross profit per kg?
So on the ASP, what you said is we may not be able to sustain these numbers because if the shipping costs start going down, we may have to pass it on to the end users. So which we have, we see there's a lot of multiple things that have been built into that. Also, if the dollar softening, that will also have an impact on the ASP, because these are things which are, you know, the dollar movement, et cetera, has factored into the upward trend when the dollar, and it's at its peak today. If the dollar softens, we may have to soften that as well. Regarding the gross margin, as I said, you know, we are estimating some raw material correction, which has already come in, and the logistic costs, which have started to go down. So this will help us in our margins, and we are seeing the benefit of that to start kicking in from the Q4 of this year.
So then last question, sir, in the presentation, there's some comment about Waluj plant, CapEx plan. So if you can explain that.
So basically, if you go back, when we had taken up the idea of setting up a greenfield project, we had said that the Aurangabad or the Waluj plant, which being our oldest plant, and the machinery, the building, et cetera, is becoming redundant. We had decided to make a new greenfield project, which was supposed to replace the new plant, the old plant. When the new plant got commissioned, the business outlook was then very strong and positive. So we had said that we will continue both to cater to the demand as opposed to shut down capacity, which you can yet produce. Now, we have, and for doing that, we were going to spend roughly, the board had approved approximately 350 crore rupees for modernization of the old plant. Now, due to, under the current circumstances, we believe that rather than spending the money there, it may be wiser to spend it in the newer site, where we have space to create a new brownfield and add this capacity over there, so that in the long term, both the plants are new and also under one location. So your cost on economies of scale should kick in that one plant as opposed to running two plants. So this 350 crore, which you are going to spend in the old plant for modernization, will be used in the new location and create similar capacity. So, at the end of the day, in the second half of next year onwards, as I had mentioned, my capacity will go back to  360,000, with 55,000 coming at a single location at Aurangabad, as opposed to having two plants.
The older plant machinery, those things will be.
Some of them will be shifted, and the rest we will see what to do. We have not yet taken a call on the old plant and the land, what to do.
Sure. So basically, 360 will remain with the modernized plant rather than using old Waluj plant?
Yes, yes, absolutely correct. Temporarily, our capacity will go down to 335 tons for the next 6 months, and in that much time, the new plant will be ready and shifting should happen, and it should go back to 360,000.
Sure, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rakesh from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir, this is Nishit here from Axis Capital. Sir, I have two follow-ups. One, still trying to understand the ASP issue. Just two points here. One, the reason we don't hedge our dollar INR is because we have a natural hedge through RM imports in dollar terms. So is it fair to assume that whatever higher realization we get because of dollar appreciation versus INR, similar impact we will have on RM cost per kg, so it will not be incrementally negative or positive for the gross profit? Because in this quarter, we have seen a good 21-22 rupees increase in RM cost per kg. Is this a right understanding?
Absolutely.
Or we should understand differently?
Absolutely correct.
So basically, then this dollar appreciation part is not impacting the EBITDA or the gross profit per kg thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, second part is, just wanted to understand, how is our carbon black plant ramping up? And has the contribution of carbon black to our total revenues increased over the last one year, which is also aiding ASPs?
Yeah. So our carbon black sales is approximately 5% of our turnover now for the last quarter, which used to be about 3%, is now gone to 5%.
Okay. So not that big a change?
No.
So because I was still understanding, last year, same quarter, your ASP was 286 per kg.
Mm.
This time it's around 356 rupees per kg. Our euro INR rate has broadly remained stable. there may be some benefit from a dollar INR, but it has got offset from RM cost per kg. Apart from that, is mix a very, very big impact which is benefiting our ASPs, or is it's a relatively smaller part within the overall scheme of things?
No, it's a good contributor.
And now going ahead, ASPs will moderate a bit because of freight cost, whatever special hikes you had got from your customer, that will get removed from the ASPs as well, right?
Absolutely. So freight cost should also happen. The dollar movement may also contribute if it goes down. So that will also soften the ASP. So these two factors may affect our ASP.
Okay, so last question is on the capex and the debt levels. I can see that your net debt levels is closer to 1,000 crores now. We were almost net debt free. So just wanted to understand, what is the capex that you are looking for this year and next year? And is there an abnormal increase in working capital because of which debt levels have gone up, or is it more of a normalization that has happened?
So the working capital had gone up because the turnover had increased, and also the working cycle had gone up because of the extended freight rates and shipping duration. So that was impacting. So that should now start normalizing as the schedules start reducing, the shipping time reduces. So that should start normalizing. The working capital, the long-term borrowing that we had done was towards project. And as we said that we have about 300-400 crore project left for this year and the balance for next year, and of similar level, and that is the capex that was already planned and approved. There is no new capex that we are envisaging for the moment.
Okay. Sir, one last thing if I can squeeze in. In Europe, the kind of uncertainty you are seeing, is it impacting more retail demand on the agri side, or is it also on the OHT segment? Why I was asking this is, if I look at one of your larger peers, Michelin, they reported a couple of weeks back, and they are still talking about agri market to be flattish in demand. But we are being a little cautious. So just wanted to understand, is it that agri is more under pressure, or you are seeing basically OTR tires also getting impacted in Europe?
We are seeing both being impacted.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pate. And I would say impressive set of volume number given the guidance we gave last quarter of the cautious market run. So I have two questions. One is, if we go back and look at the past recessionary period, if you can share with your experience, how do you see the OEM and replacement mix changing? Because with my limited understanding, I would assume that if Europe is going through a recession, probably say a farmer would be using reused tires more, right? So maybe the replacement market would do better than the OEM. So is it fair to assume that the replacement mix would increase during this period?
Yeah, I mean, we are here to cater both the replacement as well as OE. We have the ability to cater to both. We have already got a good name in the OE sector, so that is all working. Also on the replacement side, the brand promotions and all that we have been doing has had an impact, and we've been able to create a brand name for us. So if the replacement cycle works, we are already there. Today also, roughly 70% of our channel is the replacement segment.
Right.
So we are geared up to cater to that if it comes to it.
Yeah, and regarding market share, during recessionary period, I would assume even though absolute volumes may not increase or may probably be flattish, but it would be a good time for you to have market share gain. If you look at history again, how it has happened in the past slowdown period.
Yeah, that is what our working is towards, to increase our market to gain more market in these times. That is what we are working towards.
And my second question was related to capex. So regarding our Waluj plant, we have been back and forth earlier. We wanted to do the the greenfield expansion, and then there was a very good demand, so we stopped that. And now that we see that we have a lot of time, So the only thing which I see over here is that it would take about a year from now, or maybe 12 months from now, to get that complete capacity up and running. So the only risk could be if the market recovers or it doesn't fall the way we are anticipating. Because in Q1 also we were mentioning that market, we are very cautious and we have also refrained from now giving the guidance. But what if the market goes up and we get the demand back? So do you think that that is a risk maybe in Q4 and Q1 of the next year?
Yes, that is a short-term risk. But in the long term, it will have a better impact. And, you know, if you don't do these activities during times when you are not, you know, when there is a volume, there is no volume pressure, then you can never do it. But if you see in the long term, this will have a much better and positive outlook on the costing structure for the Waluj plants. So at some stage, you have to do it. So, you know, you can't do these when there is a pressure from the market to supply more. You can only take these challenges and do it when there is not a challenge from the market. There's no pressure from the market. So we don't foresee big pressure from the market in the next 2 quarters. And that's when we decided to go ahead and do it. So the long term, you will see a benefit.
Thank you so much. That's it from my side. And all the best for the next quarter.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, how was the logistic cost per ton in second quarter and how is the outlook ahead for the third quarter?
Logistic cost is marginally going down.
So how much was logistic cost per ton in second quarter, sir?
It was, I mean, if you go to see the logistic cost per se starting to go down. However, because the marginal higher contribution from US, the per ton sales is higher, per ton cost is higher. But we are seeing the cost to start is gone down quite a lot. So you will see the impacts of those coming down in the next few quarters, when starting from this quarter, and the main benefit will start to come early of next quarter.
So can we expect a 25% to 30% fall in the logistics cost in the coming quarter?
We are hopeful.
And sir, what was the current RM basket prices, like synthetic rubber, and carbon black into second quarter? And what would be the impact of the fall in the RM prices in the third quarter and fourth quarter in your margin?
So third quarter you will see, but major impact will come in the fourth quarter only. Third quarter there will be softening of the prices because of the inventory. It will be the mix of both, but the fourth quarter you will see the real impact.
So what was the price in the natural rubber in the second quarter, synthetic rubber and steel wire?
So second quarter was natural rubber was 150, but this quarter it was 157, and synthetic rubber was 165 versus 178 for this quarter. But the next quarter we can see rubber, natural rubber 157 to 150 and synthetic rubber 178 to 145, 150.
Thank you, sir. That's all for my
side. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Say in quarter two financial year 23 itself, 49% of company's revenue came from the Europe and 20% came from the America. Had geopolitical problems going on, say like energy crisis in Europe and recession in US, it will be very useful if you can share the industry data regarding export of tire to the Europe and the US market in quarter two financial year 23. Means how much export impacted because of all this scenario at the industry level?
We don't have that number, ma'am.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Disha Seth from Anvil. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Sorry to interrupt. Disha, we are not able to hear you.
Now am I audible?
Yes. Please proceed.
Yeah.
Sir, wanted to check that going forward, since the dollar rate and the freight rate is coming down, have you taken any price decrease in the near future right now on the
new
order?
Not at this moment.
Okay. And sir, I just missed the answer when you said that we have increased the ASP in this quarter because of three reasons. What was that?
The dollar movement upward, higher contribution of higher value large diameter tires, and higher contribution from US sales.
Okay, okay. Okay. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chirag Shah from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, again, hopping back on the earlier question, that given the cost advantage, increasing the cost advantage that we may have versus some of the local manufacturers over there, do we intend to use that to gain volumes or you are looking to maintain margins at least for next one or two quarters? How do you look at it? Given the answer that you have indicated, the primary focus would be on utilization of asset or would be on per unit metrics? How would you look at it?
So historically, we have always shown that we never compromise on our margins. That said, we will continue that, but we will draw a balance between both of these factors of utilizing the capacity available as well as maintaining margins. So we will strive towards what is the best on a call, you know, it will be on individual basis. It's very difficult to give a generic statement for that.
Yeah. And sir, one last thing is, if at a different point in time, if you can indicate that what kind of SKU mix has changed for you in terms of bigger tires, you know, either in terms of proportion to your capacity or in some form, it would be helpful. You have done a lot of things over the last few years to improve your capabilities. If you can get a more slightly broader breakup of that, it would be helpful to understand the changes that you have done internally.
We can connect offline to give, share those numbers.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for taking time out to join us. See you next quarter.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.